Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am back on again with Camilo EG. He has just shared another fantastic track. It is called My Soul, and I am super excited to talk to him all about it. Camilo, we are kicking off the year strong with a great song, man. First off, how are you doing? What's happening?
Really well. I'm just living a good life. I've worked on a lot of singles, beginning in the last summer. And towards the end of the fall, I worked on a lot of songs.
Nice.
My life is very good. My daughter is doing great. My wife is doing great.
That's awesome. Yeah, last time I talked to you, you were in the back of a taxi, something like that, and
yeah,
was it Mexico City?
It was in Mexico City. That's right.
A little less hectic than the traffic of Mexico City, because that place is on another level of traffic.
Yeah, so no, things are great, and I'm sort of hitting a creative stride, and I'm really
Nice.
finding my voice and my style. So I'm really enjoying what I'm doing right now, both musically and outside of music.
That's awesome. Honestly, like I feel that stride. I mean, having listened to all your music, like I feel like maybe I listened to it with a different ear at this point, but my first thought just on my first run through of listening to the song was, I think it may be the most anthemic song that you've created so far. Like, you listen and by the end of it, you're humming along with it. You want to sing along in the chorus, but also, like, it's not difficult to imagine you just singing this to a massive crowd of people and them singing the words right back to you, which, like, as a musician, it's not always the goal, but it's an added bonus. What was the thought process when creating the song? Like, did you have that type of thing in mind?
I did, and I didn't begin with that thought from the beginning. This is actually a demo that I created either at the end of 2020 or towards the beginning of 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was a song that was sort of lost in my computer. And all of my songs start with me and the acoustic guitar.
Sure.
And I had completely forgotten about it. And I remember that I just went through my files and I found this song, My Soul. I usually record my demos in GarageBand. So I opened up the track, and it was a lot mellower than what you're hearing in the finished product. So I remember thinking that there is potential here, but I'm in a different moment in my life right now where I'm just very peppy. So
okay.
I remember thinking, you know, this could use a different chorus. This could use a different feel.
Sure.
And I think that same weekend I went on a jog, and as I was finishing the jog, this drum beat came into my head. And I remember I just started just tapping my chest.
Yeah.
And I went, na 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 na, as I was running.
Sure. That's
and,
got the creative juices flowing, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Usually a lot of my songs and lyrics I've written while running, or I thought about them while exercising. And then the anthemic chorus that you're referring to, then that came about. My soul, it just,
right,
you know, broke out. And
totally.
And I remember I saw my wife right after my jog, and I said, I have to record this. So I juxtaposed this new chorus on top of this demo, and I intertwined both pieces.
That's amazing, dude. And honestly, like, I feel like from a creative standpoint, at least as a songwriter or just a maker of music, it never happens when you're sitting there trying to make it happen. It always happens when, like, it flows out from the subconscious. You were doing something else, probably not in a musical mood, and boom, it just came and it happened. And, like, truly, like, and I, you know, I'm gonna again blow up your ego. Like, I think it's the best that you've sounded vocally. And not that's, you're welcome, but not that songs need to be overly catchy. They don't need to be. This one is so damn catchy, dude. It's been stuck in my head all day today. I'm not joking. Like, I am not just saying that. And I've been doing errands around my house and just, like, living life, and I have had My Soul stuck in my head. And if that isn't, you know, the proof of a good song, I just don't know what is. So yeah, you crushed it on that one. Another thing though is, like, it's not just it's not just a hollow song in terms of, yeah, it's catchy. It's got really great lyrics too. I know that you write from the heart and, you know, not to be too cheesy, but you write from the soul. So I want to hear from you, like, you know, I know a little bit about this song based on what you've told me, but I want to hear from you, like, what can people expect? What is the story all about for them?
So, with My Soul, this is a song about creativity and being authentic,
Sure.
expressing yourself in a way that is true to who you
Okay.
are. And I was actually inspired by the music
Okay.
of the song. After I found the demo, I juxtaposed it with the new chorus. I then contacted someone by the name of Greg Montante,
Okay.
someone who I've collaborated with in the past. He plays guitar, he's done arrangements. So I remember I sent him the song and I said, can we do something with this? And in our conversation, we figured out that it was a very eclectic piece, very eclectic song. So the music inspired me in that, you know, I'm gonna go all for it.
Sure.
No holds. I'm not gonna box myself in. I'm gonna make this about my creativity. And in doing so, I was inspired to write lyrics that I hope would inspire others to be creative, to produce something from their heart, from their soul. You know, I'm basically telling the listener, don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be just be a copy of someone else.
Yeah,
I
man.
believe there's a lyric in there towards the end where I say, don't be a bleaker version of someone else. Just be yourself.
I love that, man. It's inspiring to the sense like you can speak directly to other songwriters who might listen to this. You can also just say it to people that need a little pep in their life, you know, a little energetic push, whatever it is. Like, there's nothing better than an inspiring track. And I honestly, I would love to hear the demo because I it sounds like it did a complete 180 from what it was.
Then
And I can't imagine listening to this song and having it be, I guess, not monotone, but just like more acoustic based because it just pops in vibrance. So I guess, what are you calling this song in terms of genre? Because it's not necessarily, I there's a minor pivot from your other songs, like in terms of the sound, but at the same time, like it's very much you. So, you know, roundabout way of asking.
So, you know, the labeling is what I'm not quite sure yet because my songs lately tend to stray genre-wise.
Yeah.
It's definitely rock. It's got some pop rock elements,
Sure.
but from the middle of it's quite alternative, especially when I do the double track vocals,
Yeah.
which is something that is very much about what I'm doing now, where I didn't do that much in my previous record,
Yeah.
my previous EP. So I've heard a lot of that in Muse. I've heard a lot of that in Queen, all rock bands. But I'd say it's alternative
Yeah,
rock.
that's okay. There
Yes, it's
doesn't need
funny.
to be a right answer here.
Yeah.
Like it is really a little bit of everything. I think that's also kind of the magic of production is that it doesn't need to be just pop or rock or whatever it is, because it's you. It's what you've made, and that's kind of the nice thing all about it. Thing is though, as you've also mentioned, and we don't need to get super into this, but like you've got more music coming, that's for sure, which is always a good thing. Without getting too into specifics, are we going to expect something in the same vein? Are you going to take another turn? What's the
So,
future looking like?
for sure, I've got a lot of this squared out.
Cool.
This is going to be part of an EP called Endless Duel.
Okay.
And the reason it's called Endless Duel is because, you know, a lot of people have said you have a lot of different influences and genre-wise. You go here, go from here to here. So it's sort of like an endless duel,
Yeah.
but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's a dichotomy. It's who I am.
Totally.
And I was born in Colombia. I was raised in the United States. It's this pattern that sort of follows me around. So Endless Duel is the EP, and you're gonna hear most more songs in it. I've released two already, and then we're gonna do a review of the whole EP, but we're gonna do Ay Ay Ay.
Okay.
Odyssey, There's another song, which is a cover, a Misfits cover called Saturday Night,
Nice.
which I recorded in San Diego, and a fifth song called The Rover, which is a duet I do with Lauren Wilson, and I did a duet with her in the last EP in the song Night and Day. And that song of The Rover, again, it's another collaboration that I did a long time ago. I had the recording in my phone, it's from 2019, and I just brought it back to life.
Amazing. It sounds like we're going to get a little bit of everything, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, and I found my voice with this EP, with this batch of songs. With the first EP, I was sort of looking for what I wanted to sound like vocally.
Yeah.
And in this EP, I know what I want to sound like. And
Sure.
I know the things that I like to do with my voice.
Yeah, I mean that's reasonable because at the end of the day, like you're the one on vocals. You know what I mean? That you are the heart and the soul of the music. The instrumentals, I feel, kind of come secondary. I don't know, because I don't know how you see yourself. A lot of people see themselves as I'm just a songwriter who happens to make music. So it's just like, I don't know. I guess it's complicated in how you see yourself as a musician. Like, what does that look like?
So I see myself as a songwriter
Okay.
who focuses on singing. Not much. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm this sort of a experienced musician, but I bring other people on board to sort of breathe new life into the songs that I write. These are
Right.
my melodies, but then the drums, the bass, the rhythm guitar, like the piano, all of that is a collaboration that I've done with other people.
Got it.
And then I bring this to life. And I see myself as a singer, songwriter, but not just
Sure.
necessarily a guy with an acoustic,
Yep, right.
even though all of my songs start like that. They all do.
So how have you managed to surround yourself with these people? Like, who are these collaborators in your life?
So I mentioned Greg Montante. I
Yeah.
met him in 2020 when we collaborated on Night and Day. We did Victory March, Bliss Reborn. He's a great guitar player. He helps me with arrangement as well. He gives me sort of, you see my dog in the background.
It's all good.
He gives me sort of pointers or asks me questions. What if we did this?
Sure.
How do you feel about a different BPM? Things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then Chris Town, who is a great producer. San Diego based. He works in Capricorn Studios out of San Diego.
Nice.
And I love the way that he does my vocals.
Yeah.
Also, in Saturday Night, he does background vocals as well. He plays bass guitar on a lot of these tracks. And Damon De La Paz, who is of Phoenix, Texas,
Okay.
they actually just did the When We Were Young concert in Las Vegas with
Oh,
Phoenix.
nice. Yeah.
He's played drums in a few tracks. That would be Ai Ai Ai, that would be Odyssey, and Saturday Night. Saturday Night
Got it.
coming up.
So basically, you've built this circle around you, which is a beautiful thing. And I think at the same time, like, I think for some reason, independent artists feel this pressure on them to do everything themselves. For example, like being a producer is like speaking another language. I'm sure I've mentioned that to you before. And it's really like a nonstop learning process. If you really want to hone in your skills, how are you supposed to do everything at once? You reaching out for help and people being able to lend their help is like one of the most beautiful things about making music is it's a community.
Absolutely. I love the collaborative process. And, the thing is, I started when I was almost 30, I was 29, when I released the first EP. A month later, or the first single, Home.
Yeah.
A month later, I turned 30. Now I'm 34. So I've done this really fast.
Yeah.
And the way that I know to do it is to, the core comes from you. The soul, the heart, it comes from
Totally.
you. But then you collaborate, and it's shown to be a great process for me, because I
Absolutely.
always sort of put the song way above me if my vocals don't cut it. I'm on a duet, and the other singer, then she can sing this part, this verse, this chorus, if her sound is superior to what I think I'm sounding like in that moment. Or if I get the suggestion on BPM or in key, and I think this is a fantastic suggestion, I will go with this. Then it changes the art, the scope of the song, of the music. So I'm a graphic designer by trade. This is what I do. So I do my own graphic design, my own covers, all of my videos that are Instagram based for social media. I can do that, but I can't do all of it.
No, man, it's
So,
impossible.
yeah.
I love what you're saying because you're making these selfless decisions that even though you don't necessarily always put yourself in the spotlight, you're still making decisions to further yourself professionally and musically, which is like, I feel it's a rare thing to do because and I'm not speaking for all musicians here, but a lot of them have these massive egos that are just like, if I'm not the focal point at every corner, then I don't want to be a part of it. And that's just not how it works to kind of get a leg up.
I think it's because I'm relatively new doing it like this. When I was 15 or 16, sure, I sang in cover bands or I sang with my friends and we would do a Metallica song or a Zeppelin song. You know, doing it this way, it's not like I've been doing this since I was 13 in
Course
the
not.
way. So I haven't allowed my ego to grow in that manner because it just
I get it.
hasn't
I
had the
totally get it.
baggage or the experience
I
grow.
listen, I fully understand what you're saying. And like it just it makes it more impressive, truly, when you listen to the song and you get the backstory on it.
I
And
really appreciate
so
that.
you're welcome, man. It's true. So I guess the obvious question becomes then, you know, we're doing this 2 weeks after the new year. You've done a great job of highlighting what's coming. We don't need to get into specifics on release dates and this and that. We'll live in the now and listen to this song, but like, what's the plan for at least the next 6 months here? I expect there will be more music. I hope maybe you'll get out there and play, but what are things looking like?
The first 6 months of this year, you'll get, everyone will get one song per month.
Oh, damn. Okay, cool.
And then the EP will be done, released, and you'll get a bonus song that is part of a Misfits project
Sweet.
called Dig Up Her Bones.
Very cool.
I'm currently writing another piece, and on top of that piece, I'll probably record another older song that I have in my laptop. Another demo. So you will get that. You're going to get videos for a previous single called Then There Was You, which is a cover from a Mexican band called Jesse and Joy. Their original name, Llegaste Tú. And you're going to get videos for this song, My Soul. I'll release a video for Ay 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 with lyrics, and it'll be a different version of the video that's already there, and you may get a video for Saturday Night. So we're looking at
God
one
damn.
song per month, three videos, and this year I don't want to play live in the sense of just me and my guitar. It's going to be a full band.
Amazing. You deserve the
Somehow
full
this is
band
going to happen.
experience. It's gonna happen. Dude, fans of you and new fans are gonna be eating real good on all the stuff you're gonna put that. That's amazing. I'm excited for the full band experience. I'm sure some videos will be put up of that as well once it does happen.
Absolutely. And if
Very
you,
cool.
for the fans out there, if you watch the video for Ay Ay Ay, the bass player in that video is Chris Town, a producer, and the drummer for that video is Damon de la Paz, who I mentioned earlier.
It's a
So
family experience
yeah, it's
throughout the
much
band.
very much a community, communal experience.
Totally.
And yeah, lots happening, but it's been in the works.
Yeah,
It's
of
on.
course,
We're
of
doing it
course.
all now.
You
It's
know, you are a
what I did last
planner.
year. It's releasing it all this year.
Yeah, you are a planner, and that's the best way to do it. You can't wing this or half-ass it. That's just not the way to go.
Exactly.
I basically have one more question for you, and the question becomes like sort of an open forum. Is there anything about this song that you feel is important for people to need to know before they listen, or even just anything that I may have missed out on when asking about it that you feel is important to know?
Dance to the song. I think it's got a very danceable beat.
Absolutely.
There are some earworms to listen to it with your headphones, but you can also blast
True.
it. This whole remembering the chorus after you hear it or remembering the song, this has happened actually quite a bit.
I can
So
attest to that.
I just pay attention to the lyrics. I really mean it with my message in that you'll be the best version of you if you're true to who you are, rather than being the sort of like a C version of someone else.
Totally.
And I've learned that through trial and error
Yeah.
myself. So for those listening, really adhere to that message if you can, or just dance to the song. It's a fun song.
I don't think there's much more else to say here, man. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you. Like, I'm a real fan of your music and I love everything that you put out. So please give me the honor of plugging it one more time before we wrap up here. If you guys missed it, the song is called My Soul, and of course we'll have the links in the article and everywhere else so you can listen and share and follow along and do all that fun stuff. But there's truly so much more in the works. Like, now is the time to pay attention to it all. Camilo, thank you so much for your time. It's always a good time getting to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise, and I really enjoy these interviews and your reviews, what you post for other artists. I think it's all very good work, and I
Thanks, man.
really enjoyed to see you grow.
I appreciate it. Awesome. Have an amazing rest of your night. We will chat soon. And yeah, thank you once more.
Likewise.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye
All
bye.
right, talk to you later.
See ya.